Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go! This is Cher Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Ha ha.
Oh, man. We be working hard lately. I mean, you know, just slamming it in here with all the TV stuff going on, all of the extra radio station stuff we're doing, all the, you know, hair fixing, you know, trying to get our cosmetology licenses, you know, beauty school, all of that. During the regular old show, we asked if anybody had ever found anything embarrassing while they were helping somebody move. And believe it or not, there are several that came in that we could just mark for Share Funny because they're a little bit, as the kids say, racy. This lady says, so backstory, we had a house fire. So my mind definitely was not on moving all of our stuff out and worrying about what people are going to find. A lot of family showed up to help. My uncle, my brother, and my adult son being a few of them. We were in mine and my husband's bedroom moving the bed, and I forgot that we had bed straps.
Yeah.
Now, was she trying to dress it up for us to say on the radio, or does she mean was she talking about straps to strap you down to the bed, or was she talking about something you would use a strap to attach to your body?
I think the straps of the bed.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that.
Like you put them around your wrists and ankles, I think is what she's talking about.
Okay. Yeah, I knew those existed. I just didn't know because she had question marks after bed strap. Bed straps? Like, is that a good way to say it? She says, as soon as I picked up the mattress, there they were. And my uncle says, what are those? My brother, God love him, yelled, oh, those are luggage straps. Well, yeah, I see you. And grabbed him real quick and threw him out the window. Unfortunately, my adult son happened to be standing right outside the window, and they pretty much hit him in the head. He immediately knew what they were. My uncle still has no idea what it was to this day, and my son refuses to help us move at least our bedroom. I wouldn't have known what if I'm just outside and somebody threw those out the window. I guess I've never seen them in real life. Can pull up a picture of them, Riggins. They just look like they could be tie down straps or something. Like if you're moving furniture in the back of your truck and you need to tie it down, or are they, you know, immediately anybody would know that they're an apparatus to, yeah, because they do have the things to hold the straps for the ankles and the wrists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So I would probably know what those were if I saw them.
I don't know. Yeah. Jeez whiz.
Because I have seen those in movies and stuff.
These examples on there.
I know. It's pretty crazy. They're cartoon drawings.
Yeah. It's not even. But, I don't even know what weird. That is.
But the thing about it is that would that be the worst?
Hang on a second.
To know.
Riggins, that is not the same thing.
Yeah, that's a strap for a patient on a gurney. Got an old woman strapped in.
That's a thing for a hospital bed too. And I think my mom just got one of those with a hospital bed. They just brought into a room at the house.
But now this one that he's got pulled over, that's the sex straps.
Yeah,
on the bed. I had a roommate that had those.
But wouldn't it be the worst though to know that those are coming out of your parents' bedroom if you're an adult? I don't know, because, I mean, they're married, they're your parents, but still, you don't want to know about all
You don't want to know.
But would you rather be hit in the head with that your parents are using, Ace, or the other possibility that I was thinking? Something that straps to one's person.
Oh, no.
That would be funny. Yeah, hit in the head
probably
like
with that.
It bounced off his head.
Yeah, I mean, if I've got to find something embarrassing in my parents' bedroom, I think I would rather find those kinds of straps than something that has a strap that attaches to your person.
Yeah, because the other seems to be just the more graphic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. Just
I don't even know if I would be able to have a conversation with my dad after that about anything.
No. We're done here.
It's been nice knowing you.
Yeah. Every time you try to talk to your mom, you're like, that would just flash back into your mind. Damn.
Yeah. You know how you think sometimes, joke, I hope that's not genetic.
What?
If you knew that that's what your dad liked.
Oh, that your interests would align with his?
Yeah.
Yeah. Should you ever know what your dad is into?
No, but that's what I'm saying. If you happened to cross it when you were helping him move or helping him after a flood, this fella named Logan said that he and his fiance were renting and moving into a new home. He said, when I went to move our bed, I found some items that were not mine, and she frantically was trying to tell me that our landlords probably left them there.
Yeah.
I was working out of town a lot at the time. I'm not stupid. Let's just say I didn't have to worry about moving the rest of our stuff into the new house.
Yeah.
But I wonder what kind of items.
I would assume.
I guess I should have asked him already. So.
I would assume they were, you know, aids of some.
Yeah, but she could have said they were mine. You know, you've been gone off work, and I need something. It had to be something that requires another person being in there, right?
No, I don't know.
I mean, because she could always say, those are just for my benefit. Now Riggins is pulling up all
what
kinds
of... What
the
heck is that?
That comes with a blindfold and...
That's for your nose. It has a nose hole.
Yeah. TJ, there is a guy here that just DM'd us that said a guy from work was helping another person at work move, and two of those items fell off the top of the armoire and hit him in the head. So the hiding spot apparently was on top of the armoire, and their apparatus fell off and landed on top of his head. Mm.
Why are you storing that stuff on the armoire?
Kids can't reach it?
I guess. All right.
And it's probably got a little thing built up where you can't see on top of it. It's got a little decorative thing on top of it. But I still think you finding your parents' business is
terrible.
Yeah. What would you do? Would you just ignore it? I would.
Yeah. What's the alternative to confront him about it?
No. I mean, if you pull the mattress back and you see something there, I would just look the other way and act like something was going on behind me or whatever, and give him an opportunity to. But throwing it out the window and having it, you know, right there, hitting your son on the other side
and throwing it out the window, he's already seen them. So you just chuck him out the window? I guess you panic?
She was trying to, so the uncle wouldn't know what they were.
Oh, I thought the uncle already saw
them.
He
did, but I guess she just didn't want him, you know, inspecting them more closely. So what kind of luggage has ankles?
Yeah.
Why do you need an ankle strap? Riggins has found something on Amazon here that we need to order. It's only $46.26. 7-piece bed spreader restraint system.
It's a system. It's a whole system. Leave those cuffs and ropes to the bullshit amateurs. This is a bed spreader restraint system.
And these are purple.
Yeah.
So I think that would be even harder to explain.
It's going
to
match your skin after you've been sitting in these things for an hour.
Good Lord.
A playful restraint system. Sorry.
Those don't go together.
I'm not...
Yeah, it was playful restraint, Your Honor.
She loved it. It was playful.
It was joyful kidnapping.
Hey, she might love it.
Yeah, we get it, yeah.
You never know.
So, Alexis, do you think you're, you think, because you say your mom doesn't date anybody, doesn't see anybody, doesn't do any of that.
Mm-mm. Please don't. What? Please don't.
Do you think she would frown on any of that kind of stuff? Like, didn't you tell us one time she knows you got that stuff and she frowns on it?
That was my grandma.
Your grandma.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she found it. Yeah, and she shouldn't have been giving me any kind of advice. She was married to a man that was 35 years younger than her. But, yeah, my mom would say that I was disgusting and gross.
Well, you are.
She would be like, eres cochina. That's what she would say. Eres cochina.
So you think, and that means disgusting?
Yeah, like dirty, like you're gross.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying pretty safe to say your mom did not partake in any of those types of things, doesn't own anything like that?
Nope.
Didn't you just tell me not to ask her that?
Yeah, but I...
Now he's like, okay, now I want to.
Please don't, because I want to.
Once she made it clear it wasn't going to happen, it was okay, I guess.
Would you be into that?
Yeah, no, my mom is a goody two-shoes.
I bet not.
No, I trust me. She is, unfortunately for her.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, because
she seems, you know, pretty together and happy, right?
I mean, yeah, I guess, but still.
Don't you always say how inspirational she is for you and all of that?
Yeah, not in this category of things.
Well, I mean, it's her as a whole that keeps her focused on the stuff that you're impressed with.
Right.
Just think about how much, you know, positive stuff you could get done if you weren't obsessed with it the way you are and constantly plotting and scheming about where it's coming from next.
Right.
Well, the number of times I have said that sentence to myself in my life. God dang, if you would just, you know, think about something other than that, you could accomplish so much more in your life, you loser. But never seems to make any difference.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with it.
Riggins, what are you
doing? What do we got up here on the screen?
I like that thing.
Riggins has just left just something about obedience up on our screen.
It's like you can get a massage at the same time, too.
Yeah, it's like a bench.
I like it.
You can't get a massage on that.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
It looks like one of those massage chairs they have in the middle of the mall.
Yeah. There's a lot of restraints on it.
Yeah. That's just, if you were walking through the mall and they said you want a shoulder, or the airport, they have them in the airport, you want a shoulder massage, and then as soon as you get in the chair and put your face down in the hole, they tie you up.
Like, this is a different type of massage.
Yeah. All while you smell like Cinnabon.
I think that would be so funny if Riggins lost a bet and he had to go do one of those public massages like that.
Oh, yeah.
Would it really be so embarrassing?
Yeah, he would. Not embarrassing. He would just hate it.
Yeah, I would too. I had a friend that gave massages in the airport. He became a massage therapist, and he was so proud of the fact that he had gotten special certification to massage the inside of the vagina.
Oh, God.
That's what he claimed.
He was like, that's it.
Yeah.
At the airport?
I'm assuming.
You could do that at the airport. I don't
think so. Right by, walk past the Chili's in the PGA store, and it's on your left.
What's worse, a chair in the mall or one of those massage waterbed things in the mall?
The waterbed.
The waterbed thing? Yeah.
Anything that requires you to lie completely down. Right. Yeah. And then down at that.
Yeah. And then that thing.
Like, why would anybody want to do that?
I mean, what a spectacle.
Yeah. Looks like a fool.
Oh.
Do they even have those anymore?
I haven't seen one.
Because COVID?
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
But I haven't been to the mall in I don't know how long.
No, they used to have those at Concord Mills Mall, where we live, close to where we live. And there used to be people, and I assume those are the people that, you know, it's Big Saturday. You know, we are all loading up and going to the mall, the one with the Bass Pro Shop and all that. And they go get that massage, and they laugh while they're doing it. Little laundromat-looking kids standing around waiting on Mama to get out so they can go go finish shopping.
Go to Razoo's.
Yeah. Dave. Authentic Cajun.
You bet your
from
ass.
Texas.
In Utah, there's a mall just like this massaging waterbed where you take your shoes and socks off, you sit up in a chair, and you put your feet down into those little aquariums that have the fish.
I want to do that.
That eat the skin off your feet or whatever. I'm like, that's taking it to, I mean.
I thought they outlawed those things.
Oh, did they?
There was some kind of an issue with them at one point. Maybe they got it fixed. But it was like a bacteria or something that some people had gotten, and they traced it to that, or allegedly traced it to that.
Makes sense.
But yeah, they do it again. They, you know, kind of like when they stopped doing breast implants, and then they came back and did them with saline.
Yeah.
But the silicone never caused any cancer or anything like that. But yeah, that I wouldn't want to do that in private.
I know.
Much less, you know, sitting in the mall.
Yeah, I saw it on somebody's vlog. They were like, oh, just a fan, like Saturday out at the mall. And they were like, oh, let's go do the fish thing. Like, that is repulsive. Why are you taking your shoes and socks off in the mall first place? And you letting these fish eat the skin? God, it's so gross.
Yeah, I don't think they would have that anywhere in Louisiana. Because
they eat the fish.
Because they throw gar in there with them. Take your whole foot off.
And people be trying to catch them and use them for little minnows and stuff.
I'm surprised you haven't done that, Alexis, with the fish.
I want to, but I don't even know where you would do that at.
That's so gross.
I don't like that. Yeah.
And how long does it take?
I don't know.
I love a good pedicure, but I don't like that at all.
But the reason I say that, because it seems like it's, you know, foreign enough that Alexis would want to do it.
Yeah.
Foreign enough.
You like doing foreign things.
Okay.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go!
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got a message from one of our listeners earlier, and Rob said, she's cool. She's the one. She's going to join us to play Dungeons and Dragons, Alexis. He said D&D though, and I'm like, well, which is it? Is she cool or is she going to play D&D with y'all?
Both.
When is that? When is y'all's D&D thing?
It's on Saturday.
This coming Saturday?
This coming Saturday at 2.
Oh, man.
What, 2?
Yeah. It had to be this Saturday, didn't it?
You were going to come.
Well, if it wouldn't have been this Saturday, right. Any other Saturday, I would have been there. I got my story ready and everything to be a dungeon master.
Oh, you got your story ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And your character?
But my story is no good now. Since it's this Saturday.
What a waste.
Got something I can't get out of.
I didn't know it was
which
two.
Is anything else. What are you doing this weekend that you can't get out of anything else?
I may have to move some things around so that, Dungeon Daddy Ace can be there ready to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, there you go.
If you can Dungeon make it, Daddy.
Yeah, you don't have to come if you're busy.
If you're busy, just, it's you fine. Got other stuff.
We don't want you to inconvenience yourself.
I'm going to get into some of them beers they got over at the Mighty Meeple.
Yeah, they do have good beers. Yeah. It's a cool place. Ice cold. Cool place. And the guys that own it and run it and all that, they're very cool. But I just board games are just not, I can't focus long enough on a board game. But I can focus on drinking beer.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna focus
focus on drinking beer and being the dungeon daddy.
Rob and I are gonna be like, oh, we had to bring our dad, guys. Sorry.
Are you gonna be over there?
No.
You gonna be doing it?
No.
Yeah.
Sorry. Is that cool?
Ace's dungeon will be the only one that has a submissive.
Gross.
You play the part of the submissive. Mm.
Yeah, make drinking part of your story. You're like a drunk or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you could be the town drunk.
Mm-hmm. I saw some dudes in there when I went that packed a lunch. Like, they packed up. Like, I'm going to be here a while doing this shit.
I almost said the nerdiest thing. I almost said, barbarians love ale. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I wish I knew enough about D&D to know what that means. Yeah.
A barbarian.
A barbarian. No, I get it. That's clever, Rob.
Can I ask one question and that only requires like a yes or no? Can you win the game?
No.
You don't win the game. Okay, so it's like Monopoly.
You can win Monopoly.
Yeah, but it's
like takes forever.
Yeah.
It takes so long.
No, you can play, right, Rob? You can play the same game for years and years and years and no one wins.
I would say it's not, in that situation, I wouldn't call it a game, so to speak. It's more like you're just making up stories with somebody.
Yeah, we're telling stories.
Okay, well then there's no way you would ever have to worry about Ace trying to play that. If there's not a chance that he can win it, he's not going to be playing. So y'all are safe there.
That's true.
And I don't know about your imagination if it's that great.
You have no idea.
Oh, no.
What do you mean about coming up with dungeon stories?
You have to have a good imagination to be able to play.
Yeah.
My imagination's pretty effing solid.
Oh, God.
But it's in one area, though. I mean,
you know. I've been complimented on my imagination skills before.
Ew. I don't know what you're trying to say, but I don't like it.
No, I think you know what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Ooh. This lady,
what in the world?
She's back to talking about what you found when you were helping people move. She said, I managed some rentals, had a couple with three kids skip out in the night. What I call their birth control was left behind on display in the master bedroom closet. And it's a, you see, Riggins?
What in the world?
It's
torso.
That's
well,
so ugly.
Well, it's just the prosthetic butt just thrown up on the closet shelf.
That thing is wore out.
Yeah, it looks like that's what I was gonna say.
Like, whoa.
it looks like it has seen better days.
Right. They got their money's worth.
Whoa.
I mean,
goodness.
And it actually looks homemade to me.
Yeah, it does.
It looks like it's covered in soot.
It's just in dirt.
He's like, leave the ass. We got to go.
Yeah, we're skipping out in the middle of the night. Yeah. I'll make another one.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I'll make another one. Yeah, that thing looks rough, man.
You know, they got to their next place, and they're like, no, we left here.
That's wild. That is wild.
Mm.
It's hard. It's
gaping.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to use that word.
I wish everybody could see what we were sent, so we wouldn't have to try to even bother explaining.
I'll post it.
Yeah, let's tweet that out. Yeah.
But I mean,
that is wild.
It looks like it would. Looks like it would hold a soup can.
Ew. That's disgusting.
You could turn it into a planter or something.
It's like a koozie.
Yeah. A koozie for a bucket.
Wow.
I just want.
I think that's an appetite suppressant.
Yeah, I gotta click off that.
But I bet you people who work for rental companies and all see all kinds of crap.
Oh, yeah.
That would be funny.
People just leave and...
Mm-hmm. What? You left it? You know how long it took me to make that? No, I don't have the mold.
That's the only thing I said not to forget.
Mm.
And I needed that tonight. I'm so stressed.
Yikes.
People are just absolute trash.
Oh, God.
What, for leaving it behind or having it?
Well, having that is, you know, to begin with. But then leaving it behind and in the condition it was left in, I mean, it's like, what, have they been using it out in the mulch or something? It's just, I mean, dirty as in dirt on it, not just dirty as in vulgar. What have they been doing when they took it camping, obviously?
Yeah.
Like, if you can't even go on a camping trip without taking, you know, an aid.
Cooler, check. Tent, check. Ass and vagina combo.
Check. Check and check.
It's funny that's meant to be Cher. This is the Cher Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Cher Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Cher Funny podcast.
Oh, all right, that's got my heart hurting. But it makes me wonder what the rest of the apartment looked like.
You know? Get an idea from the rest of the closet.
Yeah,
a lot of mismatched clothes hangers.
Do all your coat hangers all the same?
For the most part, I mean, there's a few stragglers in there, but mm-hmm. this variety, I mean, there's no two that look the same.
No,
and it makes you, I don't know.
It's like when they buy the clothes, like, you want the hangers, yeah. You want to keep the hangers,
you want to
keep, hell yeah,
sure. You can leave the hangers. When I worked in retail, you can leave the hangers on. I'm like, you want me to fold the shirt with the hanger on it and just stuff it in the bag? Yeah. So you just like fold it in half and put it in the bag.
But
makes it easier, I guess.
Hangers, that's some of the stuff that piles up quickly in your house. Yeah. And you just go nuts trying to get rid of them.
I never have enough hangers.
You don't?
No.
I've got two right here.
I knew you was going to say it. I knew you was going to say that. Oh, hell yeah.
Put these in your coat closet.
Use them whenever you get cold. I think all of ours are pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Just the black plastic ones.
Sure. Basic.
Mm-hmm.
But no wire hangers ever. No wire hangers ever.
Did you ever see that movie, Alexis?
No. What movie?
Mommy Dearest?
No.
Oh, all women need to see that. They like it, even though it's old.
Put it on the list.
Mm-hmm. Because you like stuff about psychos.
Yep, I love psychos.
His mother was a psycho. Well, she wasn't psycho. She had a borderline personality disorder. Oh,
yeah. I don't like that, but it fascinates me.
Oh, yeah. You know it does. You know, my brother-in-law, Chuck, has some rental properties in Louisiana that he runs.
Yeah, you should ask him.
Yeah. I know some people that rent houses in Louisiana where they would get the rent every 2 weeks instead of once a month. Somehow that was better. I think better for the renter would ask if they could pay every 2 weeks instead of once a month. Because maybe they got paid every 2 weeks and they would just go ahead and take it out when they got paid. So it wouldn't get to the end of the month and then they wouldn't have the money because they'd spend it.
Yeah, I can see that.
A lot of places offer that now.
They do?
Flex pay options where you pay more frequently throughout the month.
Mm-hmm. Like a check cashing place?
I'm not sure how those work.
I think the check cashing place works. They'll give you the cash for your paycheck or whatnot, and then you pay interest back. Yeah,
you do.
And it's a high interest rate.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in excess of 20% quite often.
They're jamming, though.
You drive by. Yeah, mm-hmm. You borrow $500, and you get you get $1,000 on Friday, and you have to give them $600 of what you got.
Yeah. You know? Kind of like when you dump your pennies into that machine at the grocery store. Don't they take a percentage of that? Yeah. Pretty big percentage.
Yeah.
It's probably 10%.
I used to do that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I need to go do it now. Yeah. Oh, it's well worth it because, hell yeah, let them do it rather than, I'm fine with them taking 10% or 9%, whatever it is. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I thought it was 10 cents to the dollar. I could be wrong.
I remember.
But yeah, over rolling the coins.
Hell, yeah, I remember my mom used to make me do that. I was just thinking that. And then take it to the bank. Ugh.
But you've done it, Riggins?
Oh, yeah. When I was in college,
yeah.
I used to go there and maybe get like $8. You know, and I like a big Ziploc bag. I mean, times are tough. But I was like, oh my God, please let this be over. Like, let me get a pack of cigarettes with this.
Yeah, it varies, but some take as much. 11.9% is how much some of them take, which is fine. I mean, I don't care. It saves me, you know, saves me having to sit down and count it all out and save so much time.
You got a kid. Make him do that shit.
Oh, no. It's not math. It's not a strong suit.
Yeah. Can you count
I guess you do have to count enough coins out. Damn it. You can't just eyeball it.
Yeah, it would take forever. Mm-hmm. I just don't need it. I'll just put it in a cup and take it all up there. I need to do that today, as a matter of fact. I can put that on my list of things to do today. Go make $7.
Let that
that's
be a rumor.
That's why I can't. But you wouldn't do it now, though, would you, Riggins? Being embarrassed.
If I had a lot of coins, I would absolutely do it. But
really?
If I were Ace, I probably wouldn't because let that get out. Ace and TJ, man.
Ace over there. Well, why? I like to discuss a bunch of change.
$14.
I went and did it last year. I had $200. And I had over $200 in change. Wow. In various, like, just in containers there were somewhere in my storage room that I'd for years have been meaning to go do it. Took it all up there, poured it in that little machine at the Publix.
Yeah.
Spit it right out. I took my $209 whatever and took off.
Grabbed some free samples of cantaloupe for dinner and then he was gone.
That's right.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I will say that's the juiciest damn cantaloupe I've ever eaten from a toothpick.
But yeah, I have no problem doing that. That didn't bother me at all because I'm, just, you know, it's money. How do you do it?
It's money is money.
Yeah.
By the way, Publix is one of those words that I really have to catch myself in mixed company now when I go to say it because I call it Publix.
Oh God.
All the time I call it that too much as a joke that now it's just kind of become the way I say it.
I never heard you ever say that before.
Publix.
Publix.
Yeah. See, it is funny, but not when you're talking to the preacher.
I got this fruit from Publix.
Okay.
Publix. I need groceries. I got to run by Publix today.
So, yesterday, Amanda and I were watching, I don't know, Chopped or something like that. And it was on demand. Thank you. And a commercial aired. And at first I thought it was a joke of some sort, and turns out it wasn't. Has anyone seen the series of cartoon commercials from the Venus Shaving Group about pubic hair?
No.
I think I have, yeah.
Oh, man. I'm not sure which one this is, if this is the one I saw or not, but let me see.
You can find tutorials for the masses for doing brows and curling lashes, but influencers won't mention me. Is the word pubic blasphemy? Yeah, you could ask your mama.
It's got a little pubic hair dancing around in the video. Trauma.
Hope can be found for your pubic mind.
Ashamed of my pubic hair. I celebrate every hair down there. If it's shaved, it's waxed, or full of hair, it's my body and it's self-care. Since history, there's been a stigma. See, if you say pubic, then you're dirty.
Say pubic.
But it's your choice.
That's the one that I saw. What and I was watching, like, what is this? And then when it was over, I turned to Amanda and she goes, that was a real commercial. I said, yeah, and I had to go look it up. And I meant to bring that up today. They have a hashtag, say pubic. Ugh.
And it was one pubic.
And it's dancing around in the bathroom and stuff. And it's like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, because I defy you to find a person, anybody in the world, who loves one pubic hair.
Yeah, good point.
Ugh. You know. What company is Venus?
Gillette. Is it?
I don't know.
No idea.
It probably is Gillette.
I'm your, you
know, one pube.
Yep, Gillette.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Especially if it's in your food.
Yeah, that blew my mind when I saw it. Was like, what?
Gillette is one of the companies I boycott.
Gillette?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't go to Gillette Stadium to watch a game?
Probably not. Not because of that. Just the NFL in general. I'm kind of...
He's boycotting that.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Gillette's all woke. Like, they were woke before woke.
They did a whole
thing one time, downgrading men.
They ain't never been asleep.
And, is this the best a man can get? You know, because their slug line is the best a man can get. And is this the best a man can get? And it just showed men in a terrible light through the whole commercial and stuff. There's a big backlash from it. Mm-hmm. So they can go to hell.
Well,
Gillette can go, they can damn slide down a 50-foot razor blade naked into a pool of alcohol and then into hell, as far as I'm concerned.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
There can be fireballs down there.
Gillette. With your mounds of pubes.
Ew, don't say mounds
they
of pubes.
They said pube mounds.
What it said.
That, it
that's
did.
What they said.
They said they had a pube mountain.
Mounds of pubes.
That's what they said.
Trying to climb Pube Mountain.
Mount Pube More. That's what they got. Damn old Gillette.
Oh, God.
Now, are they the ones that had the commercials where the women were standing in front of the different bushes and they were trimming the bushes?
The last, the Venus commercials.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I don't have a problem with that. You know, having a funny commercial or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just all their other crap. They say the other women's razor, the chic version, is better anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because my wife was all upset when I, you know, because I'll text her from time to time and go, no, we don't use this product anymore. Oh, she's like, what the hell? What are we going to be left with? Can't use anything. Can't go anywhere. But she came back on this one and said, you know what? I was skeptical and I didn't want to change, but the chic version, the chic razor for women is a lot better than the Venus.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Plus, you don't want anything else in the house that rhymes with penis, you know?
Never really thought about it.
Never thought of that before either. Nothing allowed in the house.
Kind of a rule. I mean, we have it on a little plaque in our kitchen. You know, some people have bon appetit or not until I've had my coffee.
Yeah. There's enough love.
Nothing else rhymes with penis in this house.
Home oh, sweet God. Home. I hate shaving.
Yeah.
We can tell.
Shut up. I don't
you
care.
You got that stash.
Yep.
You can tell.
The other day, I think I was showing Regan something. I was like, I didn't shave my legs, so don't look.
No, I'm talking about your goatee.
Looking like Walter White.
Funny. From the Ace and TJ family. More. Next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Share funny. Scare funny. I haven't been to the restroom all day.
I don't know how you did it.
Because we stay busy in the breaks pretty much the whole time. I don't even have time to go to the bathroom, so I got a catheter. That's how.
Pee your pants.
Not that it's anybody's business, but I am catheterized. Did your mama have to do that when she worked in the hospital? She had to put in catheters and stuff, Alexis? Nope. Did she love it?
Yeah, she just loved it. It was her favorite thing in the world.
I remember when I had my appendix out. I had been, you know, still kind of under the anesthesia and stuff, and it was the next day, and I was just exhausted. And I remember Jody waking me up. She's going, hey, you have got to get up and start moving around. Come on, we got to go walk the halls. Because they said if you don't pee soon, they're going to catheterize you. And you do not want that.
And you do not want that.
Okay.
She made a good point.
Did you need her, though, to tell you that you did not want that? Or did you hear that and immediately you knew, I do not want that?
No, I needed that type of, because I was just, if I hadn't had that type of enthusiasm. Yeah.
I would have popped.
But then I didn't want to know what do they do? How do they do that? Cause I kind of know and I don't want to know details.
It's gross.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's not on anybody's bucket list, I don't think.
Now remember, is it? When you had your appendix taken out, did you just collapse at home?
No, I thought I was constipated. Remember, I thought.
Because I wasn't there. They just called and said, hey, TJ's on his way to the hospital. And I was like, yeah. Oh, damn.
I thought I was constipated. Yeah. And then it was just like a stomach ache. And then my wife had to go to the doctor for something. And she just mentioned it to them. She's like, yeah, they said, how's your husband or whatever? He's fine. Well, he's got a stomach ache and da 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 da. And then the doctor said, ooh, well, that sounds to me like he may have appendicitis. And again, she's calling, going, you need to get up. I'm coming. Yeah. We got to go to the doctor. They think you got appendicitis. And so I did. And a few hours later, I was under the knife, touch and go. You know, I had to do the, you know, call the family in, hospice, all of them.
Hospice, really?
Yeah, it was tough. Oh,
I was sitting in a bar and had to leave. One of the only good days that happened in where we lived in Birmingham at that time.
And Pete and I had gone down to this bar down the street, which something I never did during the day. And so that afternoon, we're like, let's go down and we'll have a couple of drinks, no problem. And next thing I know, like, TJ's in the hospital. Damn. I gotta go down to the damn hospital. And then we all found out it was appendicitis. It's like, oh man, we could have stayed home.
This is going to be a very unpopular opinion, and I don't know how it's going to come out, but I've never had surgery, and I kind of just like want to know what it's like. You know what I mean? Like, I want it to be put under and like see what it's like.
Sorry, yeah, I have had surgery.
I've never broken a bone or anything like that.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Was it fun?
I've had several surgeries.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to say I didn't, but then I've had several surgeries.
Like where they put you all the way under?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah, I was a baby when I had my first surgery. Like, newborn. Yeah.
That's not a surgery.
That counts. Yeah. I remember it.
No, you don't.
I broke my foot, but never had to have surgery, but that hurt like hell.
They had they had to make my penis shorter. Too big.
It's too huge.
When Jody found out that you had appendicitis, did she pull the all-time, like, thank God for me? I mean, really? That would have been the time to use it.
I'm glad I asked. I'm glad I told him about it.
Thank God for me.
You'd have been still laying in there putting in suppositories, thinking that you couldn't poop.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was more painful than that.
Like your stomach just balling up into a fist. Yeah.
I like cramps.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's bad business.
Thank God for me.
Thank God
for me. You'd be dead. You'd just die right there on the floor thinking you couldn't poop.
Pass me a lemon head and some caramel corn.
You'd just be dead in Hoover.
Thank God for her.
Yeah, I was talking about her afternoon snack yesterday on our podcast. Caramel corn, a few, like 20 pieces of caramel corn and a big lemon head under the electric throw on the couch. It's her afternoon break.
I heard her yelling at Mr. Todd. She was like, you like a Monster energy drink? I like caramel corn and a lemon head. That's your treat. This is my treat.
Yeah, I love her.
That's a valid point, though.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got their thing.
I'm surprised she didn't say a Monster energy drink and Afrin. Is your treat. Yeah, and anytime she's around him, all he has to do is go, she go, what, you out of your Afrin? You better get your Afrin.
I bought one of those for the first time this past weekend.
Uh-oh. Afrin?
Yeah.
Nasal spray?
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
But I didn't like it. I don't like it. Made my nose feel weird.
But you could breathe after you use it immediately.
I could breathe, yeah, but I didn't like how it felt.
Good. Throw it away. Because I bet you that's more addictive than anything else that you're messing
really?
With.
Really?
Yeah.
Why
is it addictive?
Because what it does is, I think, this is what I've been told, so if you work for Afrin, don't sue me. When it goes in and opens up your nasal cavity or whatever, it does it temporarily, and then when it goes back to normal, it's like every time you use it, it kind of damages your sinuses or your nasal passageway, and then you have to have it, because even when you're not stopped up, that swells in your nose and makes you feel like you can't breathe.
Oh, I'm not using
it. So when I was addicted to it, they had the doctor put me on a different, like a prescription nasal spray that heals all the stuff in your nose so you don't feel like you have to have it. But there was a time when if I left the house and I realized I didn't have that with me, I'd have to go right to a store.
What?
And get it, because all of a sudden it would feel like I had the worst sinus cold where I couldn't breathe out of my nose, and I would have to get that stuff and spray it a couple times in each nostril and then go on. But I couldn't go a night without it.
Maybe that's why I've had this headache since yesterday.
Because you're already addicted to it?
Because I'm already addicted.
Let's get you to rehab.
Take me to rehab right away. My nose is going to fall off.
But, I mean, it wasn't easy to go through that first, you know, process of healing and all of that to where I didn't need it.
Yeah, I'm not using it anymore. You just scared me.
But I used to keep it in my fanny pack all the time. Fanny pack or in my front pocket, I always had it.
Yeah, my mom's nose collapsed, like her nasal cavity collapsed.
From that too?
She didn't realize she was addicted to it. I was like, well, how many were you going through? She's like, oh, a lot.
Oh, I'm not using it anymore.
Yeah, and then she just woke up, couldn't breathe one day.
That's why I got it, because I was having congestion and I couldn't really breathe. And I've heard you guys talk about it. Not doing that no more.
Mm-hmm. So you, what you've heard us talk about made you want to go get it?
Well, I've seen you guys talk about
trying to get addicted to shit.
That it worked. That's why I got it. I didn't remember you guys saying all this other stuff.
Heroin works real good, too.
If you got a headache.
Yeah.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.